And if you're just tuning in and you didn't get in the beginning, you are on now. Amen. This is the first worldwide prayer line. Amen. And I'm sure those that was on in the beginning heard our instructor instructions. Amen. And our introduction. Amen. From Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. Amen. And we thank God that we are here anyway. And we just want to say again good morning to our Chief Ambassador Dr. Vernard Johnson, along with his lovely wife and First Lady. On this line is Ambassador Betty Johnson. And God bless, amen, the mother of the nation, Mother Adley Johnson, and to all of the ambassadors and all of the great men and women of God and the ambassadors elect. Amen. Yes, we're here, amen, to bless, to get stirred up for the Lord, and to thank God for all of those that are listening to us on the foreign lands and everywhere. So this is our time to give God the glory. Amen. And if you're out there this morning, let's just tell the Lord, good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Come on, let's tell him again. Amen, like we mean it. Good morning,
good
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. That's
good morning, Lord.
We got a amen. Good morning, Lord. We appreciate and welcome the Holy Spirit on the line this morning. I tell you, today is the first day of April. It's the fourth month of the year. And I tell you, I thank God. Who would have ever thought that we would have been living in this land today? Amen. Praise the Lord. If you are on the line and if you could remember when you were 16, 2015 sound like ancient, like, oh, my God, that's in another land. But thank God we are living in this world, and that's something to thank God about. Amen. And we want to stop for a few minutes and pay homage unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're going to start out by giving him a heartily thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're out there, we're going up to God together. Let's give God some thank yous this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come on, everybody. Let's say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Let's give God the glory no matter who God is using for that day. Amen. Because we don't come on the line. Amen. We know it's the chief ambassador's anointing and vision. Amen. But still yet we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. So we always want to give God our best. Amen. That's just a little word of a nugget there. Amen. Nothing to correct anybody on or to, amen, tell anyone. I'm not in a position to say to do that, but I am in the position to whoever I talk to, no matter where I go, let's give God the glory, no matter who's not there. Amen. Because we'll worship in one and true and living God, and that's Jesus himself. Amen. We don't worship man, don't worship woman. We worship the Lord. Amen. Amen. We want to start out this morning. Amen. We didn't get a chance to get into that. We was in our wisdom seminar on yesterday, and our chief ambassador led us into a high, oh, my God, a high praise on yesterday. Anybody agree with me? Amen. It was good, good, good. Anybody out there can say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the Lord really blessed the day. All the whole day was anointed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Where our footsteps trotted, amen, was anointed because there was a mighty rushing wind that went before us on yesterday morning. Before we go into our praise report, amen, I need to stop and give attention to our station identification. Are you there? Amen. And Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, are you there this morning? If you're there,
geez,
amen. Praise God the Lord. She led us out with such a prayer on yesterday. Amen. I tell you, she's gifted in every way. Are you there so we can pause for our station break?
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're here. God bless you. Such a joy to hear everybody's voice. We do honor the presence of the Lord. Today, we do honor our Chief International Ambassador. We do honor Inan, Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Lines, Ambassador in our own right, Mother Adelaide Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Thank God for how God is healing her body. We do honor all the bishops. Honor, amen, my bishop, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagan, and to all the ambassadors elect, to all the broadcasters, all the leaders from whatever region or area or ministry you're from, and we do thank God for all of our listeners from all around the world. We thank God for the more than 90 million listeners. We give God the praise for what he's doing. And we are here. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and we are here broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, npa.radio.com on Blog Talk Radio. And we are excited. We are broadcasting here at the live studio, and we can be reached simply by dialing into the studio, 347-934-0207. And we are being heard literally all over the world. Today we're being heard in Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, all over the United States, China, Italy, Spain, France, Pakistan, Panama, Poland, Portugal, Romania, oh my God, Israel, Italy, Ireland, Spain, South Korea, South Africa, the United Kingdom, the United States, Vietnam, the Virgin Islands, and the list goes on. And to God be the glory. And we do thank God for the excellent job our Chief International Ambassador is doing in getting this message around the world. And we will continue to pray for them, that God will continue to bless him to get this great work out. And we thank God for you, Ambassador Stern, for assisting today. And you're doing a great job as well. God bless you. Back to you.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. You know, I listen to you, Ambassador Dr. Hagan, to how you call out the different countries, and especially on yesterday morning, you prayed for them all, and oh, my God, that is something to hear, and I'm sure you see it over the broadcast, over the station, amen, that they'll lit it up, amen, and what an honor that God not only is using our chief ambassador, but he's using the hands and the spirit of Ambassador Julie Hagan to make all of this happen. Amen. If I wanted to sleep in, amen, on a morning, amen, which I hardly ever do unless I'm on out of town somewhere. I could do that, but she's devoted to this, and I thank God for you. Amen. When you're devoted and someone is depending on you to have that service on, I don't call it a program, a service, I salute you this morning. Amen, because you're the one that's working in the background that nobody probably sees but your husband and family. And First Fruit Prayer Line greatly appreciate when we can't get on and everything, and you get us on. I thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you be encouraged, woman of God, and we say to God be the glory in your life, because he's definitely giving you, amen, a very special job, and you handle it well. Thank you so very much. Amen. God bless you all this morning. Believe on yesterday, our wisdom seminar was dealing with about taking people for granted. Amen. And we don't ever want to take, amen, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan for granted. Amen. You know, she's flesh and blood just as we are. And yeah, if she decides to go on vacation and everything, she has to take that with her. So we thank her and everyone that make up the jewels and the diamonds in the background to help First Fruit Prayer Line to go forth. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we appreciate those that continuously pray for our chief ambassador, continuously support his mother, continuously give a word of encouragement to Ambassador Lady Betty. And nobody really knows how the First Family suffers in areas and what labor is in their hand, and they have to give up a whole lot. Amen. They don't get a chance to be with the family as much as you think they are. They see them, seeing them and being with them is two different things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And sometimes we do need to steal away, amen, when we on front line to be with our families, because the Lord institute families first and then the church. Amen. That's the order in which is mandated. And if we're giving all our time to the church and our family is suffering, it's unbalanced. And then if we give all our time to the family and the church is not blessed, then we're still unbalanced. So we have to know how to do it both ways, amen, so the Lord would get the glory out of both. God bless you all this morning. So we want to open up our praise reports this morning. I'm sure since Sunday up until now, amen, today is Wednesday. We didn't get a chance to get in on yesterday, but I want to be the first to open it up and open up your spirit and let you jump in there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God on yesterday on the First Fruit Prayer Line. I tell you, saints of God, I don't know what it did for you, but I know what it done for me, and I can only speak for me. I tell you, the Lord truly, truly blessed my soul on yesterday, and I pray not only did the Lord bless my soul, I pray that the Lord was pleased that I blessed his soul, because he say he delight in the presence of his people, and the only thing God made us for is for his glory. We're to give him glory first above everything else, and I just want the Lord to be pleased, amen, with me, and pleased with my praises, and pleased with my never taking him for granted. What I didn't know in the past, I'm not accounted for it, but what I know now, I am accountable for it, and I thank God for the man of God, our chief ambassador, taking us up to another level. That's what I, every round, higher and higher, amen, and I want the most of God, amen. I want everything God has to offer for me on this earth and then some more. So I thank God for on yesterday, and now we're beholding a new day, a new month. This is April the 1st. The fools call it April Fool's Day, but I call it the Lord's Day, amen. When I didn't know any better, amen, we would be trying to think of ways to fool somebody. And I mean, some people went too far, and they would tell people that their loved ones was in the hospital. That was the trick of the enemy. You never want to put someone in jeopardy to a lie. But thank God this morning that we could say this is the Lord's day, and it is wonderful. Amen. In His sight, and we thank God. Are there any praise reports this morning? You are on the line.
Praise the Lord. Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for the first day of April.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I've been here in my condo 1 year today. And I was just thanking the Lord how He kept me over the year. I wasn't hungry. I had food on the table, clothes, shelter. Oh, I thank Him for putting love in my heart. Thanking Him for loving my enemy, thanking for, oh, I just thank you this morning for allowing me to be in the land of the living, on my way to the land of the dying. I just praise God because He just first loved me. He just went to the cross and He died that I may have a right to the tree of life. I just love the Lord. The Lord has been so good, so kind. So I asked the Lord this morning, Lord, what would you have me to do for you? You done did everything for me. Now, what would you have for me to do for you? He just wants me to be obedient to His word, listen to His voice, walk in the path of righteousness. Oh, I just thank Him today because God is just so good, so good. I heard Pastor Storm talking about the April Fool. If I can get you, I sure will. I will get you, sure. If it is said, what is that down there by your feet that look down, April Fool? I just, God, just be good. God is so good. He just so kind and so merciful. I just thank Him. I thank Him. I thank Him for the prayer line. I just thank God for everything that He has done and what He yet to do. Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord, Mother Johnson. You sound stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. God bless you is our prayer. You fired us up. Amen. Anyone else with a praise report? You on the line.
Good morning, Ambassador Stern. This is Evangelist LaTanya. How are you this morning?
Praise the Lord, my daughter. You've been sleeping in. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. God bless you. She's been a shut-in. Let's say that. Let's reverse that. Praise the Lord for you, Evangelist LaTanya, and thank God for your shut-in. Amen. You're on the line.
Amen. And God bless you also, Chief Ambassador and First Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. Good morning. And good morning, everyone. Amen. And my praise report this morning actually is I thank God for restoring me, giving me rest to my body. The month of March was a very busy month with a lot of travel, and I've got my rest. Praise God. And I just thank God for what He's doing. I just thank him so much. He is just so awesome. Amen. And so I'm just excited for what else He's about to do. Amen. Amen. So God bless you all. I love you all. Y'all have a blessed day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The Lord will restore you because He got more for you to do. April is going to be something else too. Amen. Praise the Lord because we're expecting. Expectation brings it. Amen. Anyone else with a praise report this morning? You're on the line.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Jennifer out there in Long Island.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Stern. Good morning. Praise the Lord. I'm just gratefully thankful for the, you know, what God is doing in my life. I'm just grateful for how He woke me up this morning in my right mind. Thankful for first fruit. I'm just thanking God because soon to be my husband, he's been fighting for 2-3 years almost, how he always wanted his son to live with him for good. So the day before yesterday, I was totally just happy. I'm like, I went into prayer for him. I'm just grateful, thankful how God is so awesome despite everything that he's gone through. So now he fully has his son full time, and he's a wonderful dad. So I'm giving God all the glory. You know, with God, all things are possible, with the impossible. So God bless you, everyone, and have a beautiful day in the Lord. Now it's time for me to get ready for work. God bless.
Amen. You have a blessed day, Sister Jennifer. Amen. And to God be the glory. Anyone else with a praise report this morning? You are on the line.
Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Just want to thank God for everyone, everybody, everything. Thank God for our Chief Ambassador and Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson. Thank God for Ambassador Stern and each of you. I just praise God for the first fruit prayer line, thanking God for how he poured out his spirit on the line. Oh, my Lord, my soul said, my soul rejoiced. I tell you, it was hard to speak English after I got off the line. I had to give myself some time because seemed like, glory, ha, huh? Glory, 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 ha, na, ina, ha, ha, dee, 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 na, ha. Lordina, yay, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It seemed like, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh,
it
yes.
just seemed like it just took me and shook me and made me and mold me all over again. Just such a refreshing, hallelujah, refreshing spirit came over the line, and I am praising God because my whole day went that way, and I thank God for his blessings as out of the anointing in Jesus' name. God bless you, bless you, bless you. I'm yet rejoicing from that praise and that outpour. So God bless you and have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you, and to God be the glory. I know that I wasn't the only one that experienced that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, my grandson say, oh, my God, when I make praise reports like that in the house, oh, my spirit was revived. Ooh, I got saved all over again. And my grandson would say, Mama, I thought you was already saved. I say, baby, you don't understand, saints, that in the Lord we have to stay in a position of telling the Lord to revive me. You know, I know he's young and don't understand, but I'm training him. You never take it for granted. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what Chief Ambassador was talking about on yesterday. Don't take it for granted. I know, you know, that we're saved and everything, but we still have to guard that anointing. Amen. And when we guard that anointing, that's when we charge into the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord, that we need more, because when we pour out, we need to be replenished. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're empty. I can understand when the woman touched Jesus and he say, who touched me? And she took all his virtue at that time, and she had to go back and get strengthened. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everything. So when we pray and when we give out, amen, and give our virtue out, we have to come back and say, Lord, I needed that. Amen. Even though I had such an awesome day on Sunday, but it was me that was pouring out my virtue, and they was receiving what God had for me to give to them. So when I got back on my first full prayer line, it was a time for me to be get to fill up again. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how it is. Your car only goes so long with that gas, and after a while you got knowing your mind that it's going to be, I got to stop to the service station. So we have a spiritual service station that we have to stop at and get filled. And nowadays, not just filled, but we got to be in the 23rd Psalm. Let my cup run over. Some overflow got to come out, because I got to go forth in the name of Jesus. Anyone else this morning with a praise report? You are on the line.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Stern. God bless you. This is Ambassador Stith. Hallelujah. And much praise and honor and admiration to our chief and his family. To the saints of God, I myself was blessed on yesterday, and I give honor to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the glory and the lifter of my head today. I start my every day knowing that he's made it and he's ordered my steps, and whatever comes my way, that no weapons formed against me shall prosper. And I thank God for his anointing that dropped
on the line on yesterday. Praise God. It came in like a rushing mighty wind. The Ruach of God just blew all over the world, the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I was facing something that I knew that I was going to have to deal with when I got to work. And it was already done because I believe the breath of God just was resting in the place before I even got there. And I just thank God for the season that I'm in. And that's the season of whatever I ask God for, whatever comes out of my mouth, that's according to his word, that he said he'll watch over to perform it, and it will not, it shall not return unto him void. And I can say this morning, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a good God. Hallelujah. I thank him for this season of nothing but the word of God. And saints, I've got a testimony to tell you. I'm not going to tell you all of today, but whatever and everything I've asked him for, he has been doing it this season. And I'm walking in a season of faith and unmeasurable grace, unmeasurable faith. Glory to God. And I thank him, thank him, thank him. And I'm telling you, Lion, I'm looking for another Acts 2 and 4 experience on the line. Glory, glory, glory. When they were all together in the upper room in one accord, something happened. And that's what happened on yesterday. God bless all of you and have a magnificent and marvelous day in the Lord.
God bless, God bless, Ambassador. Amen. God bless you this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord for you, and for you. I pray for you every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord showed me that with your job, challenges came in that job. Amen. Praise the Lord. Challenges came, but then what the enemy meant for evil, God meant it for our good. I'm talking to you, Ambassador Stiff. Amen. I've never seen you, and I've never even talked to you no more than on the line. Amen. But I see that there is a distance that you have to travel to work. Amen. Different than when you were at the other job. But in that travel and the job that you got, a lot of challenges came with it. But I see in the spirit that it took you to another level. Amen. It took you somewhere in God. And I thank God when he gives us challenges, when we go through our trials and tribulations, I tell you, you pull up, you think that you were something in the Lord. It'll make you go farther in the Lord. And that's what I see on the first fruit prayer line. You can stir up the gift of God. Don't tell me it can't be stirred up. Amen. All you got to do is start calling on the name of Jesus and mean it sincere, and everybody coming together on one accord, God will hear and he will answer prayer. And that's somebody this morning on the line. Amen. Maybe you wasn't in the flow yesterday, or maybe you didn't feel like some of us felt on yesterday. But I tell you one thing, when you let go and let God, amen, praise the Lord, you would have that Kairos experience like everybody else. Amen. You would have that Jericho experience. And I thank God, I thank God for the ambassadors that are on the line and those, amen, that don't mind praising the Lord. I mean, when you don't mind praising the Lord, you don't care about anything. Matter of fact, we always say you can't see one another no way. Amen. If you had seen me yesterday, you would have said, oh my God. But only the Lord saw it, and that's who needs to see it. It's my Lord and Savior, because my smoke is going up to the Lord. I'm not concerned about what man think about me. You got to get over that. I'm only concerned about what God wants me to do, if my master pleased with me. All right, all right. I just wanted to keep stirring you up. Is there anyone else with a praise report? We don't want to hinder anyone for giving God his praise.
Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Stern, glory to God. I'd like to say, woman of God, you're right on target. And I'll tell anybody on the line, when God begins to elevate you, the persecution comes. It'll sharpen your prayer life, glory to God, hallelujah. And when it's your season, it's just your season for the shifting and the moving and the elevation. But just don't think the devil's going to let you sit there and just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You've got to thank God. You've got to pray. You're going to cry and you're going to pray. You're going to move forward and you're going to pray. You're going to have to lay out before the Lord. And I tell anybody, salvation is free, but the anointing of God will cost you something. Glory. Hallelujah. And I am understanding that at this point in my life. Glory to God. I'm understanding what it means to hold on to God's unchanging hand, saints. And when I get on the line, y'all know I'm excited. But you don't know the story behind my praise. It may seem like I'm trying to preach, but it's just in my belly. It's in my loins. It's in my head. It's in my feet. And I know what the old saint at my church mean when they go ta 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 and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know what they mean when they go, hey, get back, devil, get back. And I've had to walk in that place every day. Hallelujah, with ta 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 on my heart, in my mouth. And every now and then I walk around the barracks and go, hey. And that means get back, devil. God bless all of you.
That's all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we have to pray one for another. Amen. And I feel that. And I thank God that I see in the spirit and not in the natural. Amen. Because I don't even know anything about her but the woman of God. But the Lord had told me that there were challenges all around her. Amen. But just like it's challenges all around her, the Holy Spirit is all around her. And I know for myself what I've been going through for a while. Amen. Praise the Lord, it has brought me closer to the cross. Amen. I tell you, my God, we're about to stir up something here, but I still want someone else to come. If you have a praise report, you're on the line. Amen. Don't pay us older people in mind. We know what we're going through. Amen. I just don't believe that God has the promotion did not come from Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson. It came from the Lord. He was just following instructions. And I tell you, I'm beginning to see it even more when the mantle of an ambassador was laid upon us. Amen. That there is a charge with that. Amen. There is not just a title. Amen. You got to walk the walk and talk the talk. Amen. And it came with some challenges with it. Amen. And we're not, amen, we're embracing them because the Lord said he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us.
Never forsake us.
And somebody may think that we don't go through, that we could just get on here and just take it any kind of way and every, but it is, there is a cost for the anointing. Amen. Do you not know what you give up, what God takes off you? Sometimes you just... Amen. Sometimes you just by yourself. You can be around a lot of people, but you still by yourself. I'm telling you all, saints. You a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people, but I'm still yet just by myself in the Lord. Amen. I spend a lot of time by myself. I talk to people every day. Amen. The Lord, encourage someone every day. Pray, my plate is full, but yet and still, I'm still solo when it comes to Lord. There is no room for nobody in my territorial with me and the Lord. That's not being territorial, but I give time to others and time to them. But like Chief Ambassador say, you got to give time to the Lord. The more you put out, the more you got to be before the Lord. God don't want no stale message. Amen. It could be the same message, but you still got to get in that upper room and let the Lord engulf you from on high in order to be where he wants you to be. And we're still nowhere where we ought to be. I'm just telling you that, still nowhere where we ought to be. Still nowhere where I want to be. Still nowhere where I feel like in this dispensation of my life, I should be farther gone than where I am. But I'm thanking God to where thank you, Jesus. Anybody with a praise report this morning? Come on, let's get
this is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, my daughter. Go ahead.
I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on the prayer line, my pastor, Bernard Johnson, Mother Johnson. My praise this morning is that I won't complain. I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I lost my dad on last year, and I was working like 12 hours to 13 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when after I lost my dad, I lost my job because I quit all my other clients outside my dad because I started getting sick. I worked 3 hours a day, 3 days a week, but I'm not complaining because I know the Lord is going to bless me with more clients, and I know the Lord is going to bless me with more hours. So I thank the Lord. I'm just praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm having a hard time, but I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lucille, and that's where God wants you to be at. Amen. Give him thanks in everything. He said to give him thanks. It may not look good. It may not even be the move like you thought it should have been moved because we're in the natural. But in the spirit realm, God has an appointed time. Amen. He has an appointed time. This timing that that you got right now is the timing that you sought before the Lord. And give him his due benevolence. What I mean by that, give him the thank you. We go back to yesterday. Be thankful. Go back to yesterday. Don't take nothing for granted. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because everything that we do and everything that we get it from God. And sometimes I'm not you, but all of in one body together, sometimes we take things for granted. We take people for granted, and I know we would take the Lord for granted. So God is bringing us on First Fruit Prayer Line, those that have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. He's bringing us to another place in him. Amen. To another place. And I'm saying we have a place in God, but there is another place that God is bringing us to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. The same old praise, the same old thing and everything. He want to break that. He want to break that pattern and bring us to in a place of him and in a holy place that, oh my God, that you never experienced. We haven't experienced everything in the Lord, and he doesn't expect us to do that. But some of you think that some of us think that we know everything, but the Spirit of the Word of God say we don't know the thoughts or his ways, and I'm paraphrasing. We don't know the thoughts of God. God got thoughts and plans for us that we know not of, because he said in Jeremiah 33:3, call on me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that you don't even know of. So thank God. Stay right there in that place, Sister Lucille, and keep on praising the Lord. Amen. And I do know when praises go up, the blessings will come down. But we just praise God because he's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do I hear someone on the line besides First Fruit? Is someone coming in? Amen. If you're not coming in, we really don't want anyone to distract us from the anointing of God. Is there anyone with a praise report? A couple of more, and we're going to get some prayer this morning. I'm going to give you a chance. I'm just orchestrating, doing what I do. It's compelling. Amen. Is anyone else this morning with a praise report?
Praise the Lord, everyone, Dr. Stern and Ambassador Johnson and Mother Adley Johnson. This is the Three Lane Castile.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Oh, it's so good to go into the house of the Lord and the house of faith and be surrounded by the prayers of the righteous. I'm so glad this morning just to be in the number one more time.
Yes.
I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I thank him that I'm a part of his wonderful plan. I'm so thankful that I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. I thank and praise God for this wonderful prayer line. And Dr. Stern, I thank God for you. It's so always so good and invigorating to hear your voice on the prayer line as well as others. But I'm glad that you are the host this morning, and I thank God that such a wonderful job that you're doing, and all the others, and Ambassador Pfeiffer, all the wonderful people on the prayer line. Had some challenges lately. I haven't been on as I normally would because my phone has been had some type of problems with it, so I had to get a new phone. But I do thank and praise God that the anointing and the prayers of the righteous, and I just know that my name has come across a lot of people's mind, but I thank God on the prayer line that it also has come across, because I wasn't online yesterday, and I've been hearing that it was so powerful. And I was reminded while I was listening to you all that yesterday was one of the best days I had since I had not been on the line for a few days. And it was so powerful. And I said, well, I know that I got some of that of what they had on yesterday. So I thank and praise God, because the last time I was on, I think Dr. Johnson prayed for me with some asthma problems. And God has did a tremendous work in my body in that. And I thank and praise God for that. I still do work. I'm a senior citizen. I still do work 40 hours a week, and I thank and praise God for that. He strengthens me every day and keeps me going. So I just thank and praise God that this is my cup of coffee every morning. This is my in the morning. It invigorates me, and I call out your name through the day. I'm reminded of you, like you said, Dr. Stern. You haven't seen Ambassador Silk, but you do pray for her all the time. So I do call out your names, and I know the film of Rush and Mother Johnson in Indianapolis. So I'm mindful, and you thank God for you each and every day and for this beautiful prayer line. God bless you all today.
God bless you. Castell, we really miss you when you're not on the line, and I just love your spirit. Amen. I applaud you. Everyone that has a job and still on the First Fruit prayer line, I thank God for you. And when I say this out of the goodness of my heart, that was just a word for me to give to Ambassador Stiff, but I pray for every last one of you. I don't think that is one person that has been on the First Fruit prayer line that your name haven't come out of my spirit, out of my bowers of compassion, because I've done not all the prayer, but I've done a lot of prayer, and I've taken the names down, and I have those names. And I just don't pray on the prayer line. I go through my tablet, and then God will bring you up. If you're a prayer warrior, he will bring people. He will bring the saints for you. Amen, church? He will bring the saints for you. You're not just a one-hour prayer person. You're a 24-hour prayer person, and I thank God for every last one of you. It's not me, it's God, but I do know that I'm sold out for God. That's something that nobody can do but yourself, to get sold out for God. And I had no idea that Chief Ambassador, well, he just asked me on the phone. He didn't talk to me or anything, but when I became ordained as a minister, and Paul told us to be ye also ready, and it wasn't just being ready for the judgment, but being ready as a vessel to be used by God. So you have to keep your tools sharpened, and I thank God that he's given me that type of spirit. It has got to be in you, amen, that whatever God wants you to do, you're ready to do it, amen, without murmuring and complaining, amen. And I think, and I'm just helping out someone, some young people or someone that have not been in that, have not been able to flow like that, and I help my own people out, amen, on Wednesday nights. I'm just sharing a couple of things today, amen, because when he called me to do it, whatever's down in me is going to come out. And praise the Lord, Evangelist Tanya, and also Ambassador Pfeiffer knows that I'm an instructor, amen, not an instructor with a degree, what you call, but I'm an instructor for the Lord, amen, and I've trained people to do, amen, to stand before people and pray and everything like that. I have a young lady and her husband tonight, amen, they are prayer warriors, but they never stand before people and pray. They pray in the home and everything, and I tell them, we all go through that. I don't ever take it for granted. Amen. I'm not in my own self. No matter how many times God called me, you know, it's like I'm saying that you should see the Hail Marys over my head, praising the Lord. Lord, let me be anointed for this. You don't see it, but God does. Amen. So I just want to encourage everyone today, because the body of Christ is made up of all of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Never be intimidated by what someone else do or what someone else say, because whatever God got for you, you. We all make up, amen, the diamond and the jewels in the body of Christ, amen, to, for the work of the Lord to go forth. If it's Ambassador Pfeiffer, I'm right there to support her. And thank God we're sisters and brothers in the body of Christ that they could call me, amen. They see, they, you got to be in place, though. Yesterday, quickly, Ambassador Pfeiffer called me and said, I'm in a meeting, but can you do that? We didn't have time to talk, but she knew she could call on me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's how we connect in the body of Christ. We don't even get a chance to talk. We don't get a chance to share. We don't get a chance to vet. We don't. Amen. And then when you do, and if you're not vetting with the right person, they're looking at you, thinking that you're complaining. But every night, we are women. And the Bible says that we are the weaker vessels. Don't mean we weak in the spirit, weak in the flesh, but he made us fragile. Amen. He made us, amen, to receive. Amen. And we're the receiver, and we give it back. Amen. You know that through birth. Amen. The man is the, he gives the seed, and we receive it, and we bring forth the birth. Amen. And that's the same way in the spirit. Look around. It's the women that is gathering. It's the women. I'm not putting the men down because I want the men to come forward. Amen. I would love to know how I feel to sit back and just receive, amen, from the men. I'm not talking about no man, but all the men that is in the body of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. God bless you. I love all of you all. Amen. And that we are the spiritual midwives. Amen. And we're calling up the word of God, say, call on the willing women. And then the word of God also that we're the older women of the trained, the younger women. Amen. And that's our job. Amen. Is to do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I do it everywhere I go. Amen. With my family, my young nieces and nephews, my own daughters, and in my ministry. Amen. I train them, amen, to do the work of the Lord. I'm standing here with you. And if, you know, I don't embarrass them, but correction is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I don't do it before the people. You know, this, what, how did I do, Pastor? Oh, you did wonderful. Like Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, he tell you, oh, you did a wonderful job. That pleases you. You know what I'm saying? It pleases the Lord. Last night, Chief Ambassador had the youth prayer line, and oh my God, he was just encouraging the young people, and that's why we can join together because we have the same type of spirit. I tell my, oh, you can do it. You know, I know you can do it. Amen. God got something in you. Don't you know that make a person smile better than to say, oh, amen, God, they messed up. You didn't mess up. You know, you're doing what you did, only what you can do, you know. But God, as you grow into it, amen, I don't even know what I'm doing. So whether you're receiving me or not, but I'm giving you what God gave me, and I move on from there. Amen. So that's enough of me right now. Amen. But what the Lord had put in my spirit this morning, saints of God, that we want to take these next few minutes, and I feel this in my spirit, that I want us to pray for our chief ambassador. Amen. As much as there, he wears a lot of hats, amen, and a lot of responsibilities that God has placed in his hands, spiritual responsibilities that God has placed in his hands, and we need to lift him up. And I need some errands this morning. What I mean by errands, the spirit of Aaron, amen, to raise up the Moses hand and the spirit of chief ambassadors. A lot of things coming before him. Even now, he got he's going to be, amen, elevated to a bishop. He got the first fruit praise and worship conference coming forth. He's still ministering to his mother by being there in deed and in presence. He got his own ministry. He was on the radio over there, and God knows there's other things that we don't even see. And plus, he is a husband, and he is a father. And I know this as a woman of God, when we are married, no matter how many people you got to see, there's still a time that that man has to minister to his wife indeed. So this is just wisdom. And there are times with me, my husband never holds me up from doing whatever God wants me to do, neither do I hold him up. But I do know in godly wisdom, there comes a time that I need to give him my attention and let him know that first home and then, you know, spread abroad. So we want to pray for our chief ambassador, and I just want us to just start volunteering, just pray, amen, not no one person. If we could get about three good soldiers on the line, prayer warriors, just lift our chief ambassador, and you know that comes. Let's just Johnson.
Ambassador Stern.
Yes, ma'am.
Ambassador Stern, God bless you so much for that anointing that you're carrying and walking in this morning and the spirit of obedience. I have that written down here so that I wouldn't forget to say that before we had left the line today.
Yes.
I had just written that down there that I about our chief ambassador. So God bless you. You're following the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And I do believe this, and Ambassador Feifel and all the rest of us that's on the line, amen. I always, as us being followers to the man of God, we're leaders in our own right, but we're up under his administration. And there are things that I can't always, you know, deposit or what have you, but in due season God will bring it. I truly believe that the first fruit prayer line should take at least one day out of a month. And just let that day be, amen, for our chief ambassador to pray for him. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're you know, he's teaching us to get out of the gimme, gimme, gimme move. But you do not realize if the head is not strengthened, the tail is already weak. And the head is our chief ambassador, and he should come first. In my ministry, I teach your leaders come first for prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're not at the end. You could call us again on the end, but you give us your best energy in the beginning. Amen. And then you pray for the others. We're the head. So we want three people today, and we're going to close out on time. And I realize that our chief ambassador is trying to do that because he is tired. Believe me, people of God, when you work in ministry and doing the work of that evangelist, like the Spirit of the Lord say, your natural man needs rest. So can I get right quickly to pray for our chief ambassador and whatever you got on your list for prayer, God honor it by you taking heed to just be a part of agreeing with us for the prayer for our chief ambassador. Whoever is first, whoever feels led to pray, let's go ahead and pray.
Good morning. I would thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you right now. We honor you, O God, for your anointing. We honor you, O God. Hallelujah, for your presence. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for leading us into obedience in Jesus' name. And right now, glory, we ask you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you forgive our sins, our iniquities in Jesus' name. Forgive us, oh God, hallelujah, for the things we've done and things that we didn't do. And, oh God, we bless your holy name. We will, oh God, lift you up, lift you up, lift you up today. We come before you right now, Lord Jesus, praying and blessing, oh God, that miracles will fall upon our chief ambassador and family in Jesus' name. Give them strength from on high, Lord God. Bless them right now, oh God, as they have been toiling and tarrying with their mother back and forth, oh God. Bless the effort. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, the purpose. Bless, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, their bodies, oh God. Give them supernatural strength from on high. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the enemy be scattered, oh God. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke tiredness in Jesus' name. We rebuke, hallelujah, any confusion in your mighty name, oh God. We pray that chaos would not come nigh their dwellings in Jesus' name. And we honor you, oh God, for your miracles right now. We cry out to you, Lord God, that your power will manifest the Holy Ghost, oh Lord, and let it surround them day and night. Let it comfort them, oh God. Let it give them peace upon on high. Raise them up where they belong, oh God, hallelujah. And let them, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let them be able to rejoice, Lord Jesus. Rejoice in peace. Rejoice from rest. Rejoice, oh God, hallelujah, from just serving you, Lord Jesus. Restore, restore all that they have poured out to the people of God worldwide. And we bless your holy name right now, and we exalt you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for your love and your kindness. We pray that every yoke be broken, every bondage, oh God, be loose. And we pray, Lord God, that the wickedness of the enemy be dropped off in Jesus' name. And we pray that your blood will cover them right now and surround them in your love and your mercy and your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Let them walk after the spirit and not after the flesh in your name right now. Amen, amen. And thank God for the obedience on the prayer line in Jesus' name.
Praise
amen.
You. Encourage you as well, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you because you're carrying and wearing a lot of hats at this time. And we lift you up before the Lord for your obedience as well. Is it another prayer? Amen. We have a few more minutes. And
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Starting as Charlotte Gray. I do want to come before the Lord and pray for Chief Ambassador.
Yes.
Humbly, God, I'm just at first before you, God, asking for forgiveness, Lord. For anything that I've done, God, anything that I not know of, Lord Jesus, and what I do know of, Lord, I just humbly want to ask for forgiveness, Lord. I do want to lift up my Chief Ambassador, Dr. Johnson, Lord, and Lady Betty, Lord Jesus, and Mother Johnson, Lord, and the entire First Blue staff, the entire ministry as a whole, Lord, each church that's attributing to First Blue, each church that's a part of this ministry, Lord Jesus, each individual, God, that's a part of this ministry, Lord Jesus, God, I just pray, Lord, that the arms are lifted, Father, that you continue to receive all glory, God. Continue, Lord Jesus, to strengthen down, lift your hands up. Continue to have us lift our hands up, Lord Jesus, God, and to teach us, Lord, how to just lift up the name of Jesus and focus on your name, God, and look to you, God, for any and all things, Lord Jesus, God. I'm just asking for anyone else that had a prayer request on the line, Lord Jesus, that may not have gotten it in, Lord. I want to lift them before you this morning, God. Thank you for the wisdom seminar. Thank you for all the just accolades that came, God. But it is your glory, Lord, and I want to be in the realm with, Lord. I just ask you, Lord Jesus, to cover each individual with the precious blood, Lord Jesus, God. Strengthen them and bind them together, Lord, through love, God. Lord, I just humbly ask, Lord Jesus, as myself and others are looking for good jobs, God, that you just open the door for us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Any finances, Lord Jesus, that are attributed to First Fruit, God, Lord, I just ask those funds come in, Lord Jesus, for the confidence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for the opportunity, Lord Jesus, just to actually repent and ask, Lord Jesus, to touch each individual on this line, Lord Jesus, God. Sister Jennifer is on my heart. I want to lift her up as well, Father. It's Elder Strider. Bless him as well, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. This is one of our daughters we're training, and she's getting there, getting there. Amen. One more prayer from someone, and one more prayer. Would you include Ambassador, amen, Gina Hodges, amen. She's in my spirit. She is like the adjutant to the pastor and family, and she runs around. She's a part of the family. And I tell you that I don't see it in the natural, but I see it in the spirit because I don't live there. But she runs around. She is one of the ones, too, that is a part of allowing First Fruit to move and operate in the ministry of Amazing Grace. She loves her pastors and the family. So the next prayer, let's close it out, including her, and I'm going to let it be open for our Chief Ambassador to give us our last remarks. One more prayer.
Amen. Good morning. This is Evangelist Latanya. Father God, we just thank you right now, God. We just praise your holy name, God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have done, everything that you're doing, and everything that you're going to do. Father God, we uplift right now, God, Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Ambassador Lady Betty, Father God, before you, Father God, ask you to strengthen their bodies, God, like never before, God. Touch them, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God. Oh, God, meet every need, God. You know every need, God. You know the desires even of their heart, Lord God. You said those that delight themselves in you, Father God, you'll give them the desires of their heart, Father God. Father God, I believe the desire he has, Lord God, is the ministry, God, that you have entrusted him with, Lord God, that you meet every need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Meet the need. Amazing Grace, God. Meet the needs on First Fruit Prayer Line, Lord God, and the blog, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Meet the needs in their home, Lord God, in their finances, God. And Father God,
thank God I didn't complain, and I feel a whole lot better. Amen. After this, you will be blessed. Amen. And I thank God for being your host on today, being your sister, being whatever I could be to you. Amen. In Jesus' name. And we're going to give it back to our chief ambassador and greet him with a hearty amen, amen, amen. Are you there, chief?
I am here, and I'm just I'm so grateful to you and Master Stern for taking it today. I just needed to rest, and I appreciate you more than you can even imagine. I appreciate all of your help, and to all of you on the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, I do approach people. I've learned to do this, to come to people as a lamb. Coming before shepherds and shepherds. Humility is the way. I just want to thank you. You did a marvelous job. My God. Can't nobody talk like you, Pastor Stern. You're one of a kind.
You're right about
nobody. Amen. We appreciate you so very much and all the encouragement that you've given to me and our family and to all those on the line. We appreciate you. This has been a wonderful day, and you've accomplished the job in a tremendous style. Thank you so very much to all of you on the line. The Holy Ghost did fall in a phenomenal, ultra-all yesterday way, and I just want to thank God for everything. Now, I want you to know that the youth prayer line last night was great.
Yeah.
We talked about how you know, people really take others for granted. And so many wisdom, I call them golden nuggets, came out of them. We've been using that phrase for years. The golden nuggets came out last night from so many. Thank you so much. And
Chief Ambassador Johnson.
All right, go ahead. Uh-huh.
This is Ambassador-elect Lacey. I'm going to be having some counseling with the state's attorney and with Dr. Rudd, who's our coroner's this morning here at my office at home. And I need some prayer. I need strength because there is some things that are going on, and they brought it to me and asked me if I would pray about it. But I just want the Lord to word my mouth.
When will that be? When will that take place?
Today at 10 o'clock.
All right. I'm going to give it back to Ambassador Stern for a moment here and take it. And would you address that and have prayer for that? Thank you so much.
And also for Bishop Bonner, who's in the hospital this morning. I'm sure he's coming home soon. He's doing pretty good. We want prayer for him. And also, I just need the Lord to touch.
Well, praise the Lord. Do you that you want me to pray for you, Ambassador Dr. Lacey?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Praise the Lord. We're going to be obedient unto the Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come together collectively, oh God, the saints of God that is on the air and those that are not on the air, Lord. We lift up your servant, oh God, a faithful servant, oh God, a working missionary, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you see what she has to face on this morning at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock don't mean anything to you, oh God, because you got her in the palm of your hand in the mighty name of Jesus. But, oh God, we bind the enemy on any hand. Whatever it is, Lord God, if it's any adversity, Lord God, it's in your hand. And Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. God, gird her up, oh God. You say in Psalms that it is the power of the Lord that girdeth us up and give us strength. Give us strength, Lord God. She is a woman of wisdom, a woman of worth. And God, we know that you will put in her heart and it will come out through her lips of clay how to tell what to share. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, order her footsteps right now. We anoint her over this line, oh God. We stand in proxy with her this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. What the enemy meant for evil, God, you meant it for her good. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Dr. Lacey and ambassador-elect, oh God, is an icon in this community. In the name of Jesus, we need her spirit. We need her blessings. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you will not forsake her, Lord God. Oh God, you brought her too far to leave her, Lord God, and she know too much about you, oh God, than to know that you will not forsake her. Oh God, who's entering into her home, her office, oh God, their feet are ordered by you, Lord God. They don't know it, but God, they would know something has changed. Change the atmosphere and let the atmosphere be set just for her anointing there, oh God, to rest in that place and to rest on the situation. And God, we remember Bishop Bonner this morning, a man of worth, a man of the word of God. Oh God, a true soldier. Oh God, a captain. Oh God, a general. Oh God, a lieutenant. He's got it all, oh God. And we lift him up this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we plead the blood. Oh God, we send ministering angels around him. I know that he's got a lot of prayer, but God, we still want to be a part of the prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. For he truly is a blessing to many, and we need him, oh God. Oh God, I heard Chief Ambassador say that the enemy is trying to get rid of our elderly because they know so much and they know the answer. Oh God, preserve their life. We need them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need our seasoned saints to stay among us for a little bit longer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, just strengthen him. Strengthen the elderly, Lord God. Strengthen the head and the feeble knees that hang down. Lift them up, oh God. Give them strength to eat. Give them strength to call on the name of the Lord one more time. Oh God, he still got some more to do for you. I heard him at Ambassador-elect birthday celebration, and he was as strong as he was. He had a spirit like Caleb. I'm as strong as I was in my youth, as I am in my older age. And God, I ask all the time to give me that Caleb spirit. Oh God, that I never run dry, that I always have the issue of the anointing flowing through my spirit. And give us that kind of spirit, oh God. And God, we believe you that Ambassador-elect, oh God, Dr. Lacey will come back with a praise report, because that's down in her spirit. But thank you, God, we're not ignorant, not to ask the prayer warriors to lift us up before you. And we know, oh God, that we'll be careful to give your name the praise and give your name the glory. And God, we thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for our sister, for your servant, oh God, Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey, and make her to know, oh God, we love her, and we appreciate her, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Back to you, Chief Ambassador. God bless you, Dr. Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey.
And thank you, Dr. Stern, amen. That was a wonderful prayer, and I appreciate you. I'm really, today, I just thankful to all of you who have supported the youth prayer line and so many on the blog line last night. I understand from several people that it was full, over 90 million listeners, and it was full and people could not get on the blog. Heard that from several people. So I want to thank the Lord for what he's doing and how he's blessing. Come and join us on the blog tonight. I'm going to give you the number. Get a pen real quick. I'm going to give you the number and join us on the blog. And come about 10 minutes to 9, maybe 15. I can get on there normally around 15 minutes to 9, and I can get on. But they came on about 5 minutes to 9, and it was blocked.
Yes, I have other obligations. I'd be running home to get on the blog line. I have my service on Wednesday nights, but you know, I know where I am in the Lord, and maybe somebody else needs that night greater than me. Amen. But I tell you, it won't happen again. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. But the blog number, if you're ready, is 646. I said 646. And then the next three numbers are 595. And then 2035, I believe. 646-595-2035. Just dial that number. You don't need a code. Just dial that number. That should put you on the block, and you'll be able to hear us tonight. I prophesied that there'll come a day when you'll hear it as a roar. It's going to be like a roar on the block line. So many people who are coming. Getting close to what God said. He said, I'm going to make a clarion call to the world. I think he's given me that mantle to do it. And I'm just waiting on him to tell me when. Something spectacular. Write this down. I want you all to remember these things. God said something spectacular. I mean, spectacular is going to happen. And when this happens, it's going to set things in place for a worldwide call, a worldwide call. And that's when you're going to see First Fruit. You think First Fruits is something now with 90 million listeners? Write this down. It's going from 90 million to approximately 700 million or maybe more, 700 million listeners. You think it's something now? I don't mean this arrogantly. I'm just telling you what I see in the future. It's going to there. And there's going to be a day when it's going to explode. I mean, it's going to be like a huge atomic bomb explosion all over the world. And God's going to give us permission to do a clarion call all over the world. And people are going to come, and it's going to fill stadiums. Write it down. Write it down. I want you to remember the things that God has given to me. It's not Bernard Johnson saying these things, but it is the Holy Ghost, and I see it. I can tell you a lot of other things I see, but I don't have time tonight. I mean, today, rather. Get ready for this. It's going to come. I don't know if it's going to come this year or when it's going to come, but it's coming. And it's coming in a hurry. Yeah, it's coming in a hurry. Get ready for it. I want you to be in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Talked to Bishop Bolden yesterday, and they're getting ready for us. They want to get it all over the state. And the Lord reminded me of what I used to do. All glory be to God. I rented 46 convention centers across America, and I went to 46 convention centers to reach lost people. I wanted to be in a neutral place to reach lost people for Christ. Saw over close to 12,000 people get saved at these concerts I had. And God reminded me of what I used to do. And so I'm going to go to Arkansas and try to do a little bit of what I used to do. And we're getting ready for the convention. You have an assignment, all of you. This is a serious assignment. I'm not trying to shout it to you or anything, but the Holy Ghost is going to have to put in your spirit. You have the assignment to be there. June the 11th through the 14th. Don't say that you didn't get it in time. I'm telling you now. June the 11th through the 14th. Make arrangements to be there from the 11th through the 14th in Jacksonville, Arkansas. You fly into Little Rock. It's 15 miles from Little Rock. But the place will be Jacksonville, Arkansas. Thank God for Bishop Bolden, who is hosting the convention this year. And the Holy Ghost told me to tell you yesterday was a foretaste of what you will see happening and feel happening at the convention. Just a foretaste. And you have an assignment to be there. Don't let anything stop you. I realize that when God gives you an assignment, you have several things that will come and all kind of distractions that will try to distract you from doing your assignment. I'm a witness. I've experienced this. You see, you have no idea of how many things will come against Bernard Johnson and distractions and people try to misuse me and belittle me and try to hold me back and keep me down. You have no idea of what the enemy will try to do to me. But I have to keep my eyes focused on the prize, what God said his purpose is and his goals are. And because of that, I'm able to move forward. So you have to keep your eyes on the assignment that God has given to you and fulfill the assignment. And then you get the ultra awesome blessing. It comes when you fulfill the assignment. God, sometimes the Lord doesn't give you all the vision for the assignment. I went on a fast for 3 days and three nights. And when I came out, I couldn't get a release. And so I started fasting then from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And before I knew it, I had fasted 50 days like that, 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I couldn't get a release. And before I knew it, I had fasted 365 days. God told me, don't worry about trying to convince people that you did it. He said, your witness is in heaven and your record. He has it on record on high. And so that's all I care about. And before I knew it, it was 365 days. Every day, consecutive days, got a book that we wrote about it. And then I couldn't get off. See, if God had given me the vision to see it at first, I would have never done that. I said, no, Lord, I can't do that. But he led me into it. And before I knew it, I had fasted 2 years and then 700 days. And that's when I asked God to let me go 1,000 days. And he said these words, according to the scripture, he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. As he said unto the blind man and to others that he healed, according to your faith, be it unto you. I had the faith because I didn't go just 1,000 days. I had to. I needed some time to slow down and get off of it. So I went 1,100, I believe, in 5 or 6 days, something like that. But I'm trying to show you I didn't see the vision at first. I didn't see first fruits that would come out of it. I didn't see the over 2 billion praises a night that would come out of it. I didn't see anything that would come out of it. I didn't see me going through it, but God had to lead me through it. And it gave me an anointing that I can't describe to you. Not even a portion of it comes out on the prayer line here, just a little of it. But I'm telling you, if you want a heavy anointing on your life, spend time with it. Amen. Spend time. God bless you. We're over time. I love you. Ain't anything you can do about it. And I want you to be encouraged. Lord, bless in the city, bless in the field, bless their going out and their coming in. Bless their family, bless their home. Hey, God. Bless them with great health and with great strength. I want you to prove something. You did say in your word in Malachi, you said, prove me and see will I not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. May I ask you to prove yourself. I don't know when you would do this, but I'm asking you, as you spoke it to me, Lord, let something spectacular happen, amen, to us, where people will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have ordained these things. Oh, God, something spectacular happened. You're the God of spectacular things. The children of Israel stepped to the Red Sea, had the mountains on their left and right, and then heavily approached by Pharaoh and his army behind them. They needed something spectacular to happen. And you said, Moses, what do you have? He said, I have a stick. He said, it's a rod. Stretch it out. And who would have ever thought that anybody could have opened up the Red Sea and then sent a south wind to dry the land so they wouldn't even be in mud, so they could walk across on dry land. Something spectacular happened. I don't know what you want to do, God, but you said it, and I'm looking forward to whatever you're going to do. Oh, my God, I'm beginning to see a portion of what's going to happen. And I want to thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful day. I can't reveal that to you now. But God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless everyone. Praise the Lord, saints. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Signing off, Ambassador Stern.
Have a blessed day. The blue steel.
God bless you, everyone.
Why don't you say?
God bless everyone. Aura Jackson.